Gina DiTommaso steps outside of the Riverfront Hyatt Regency Hotel downtown. She's standing beside a three-tiered fountain, picking out music for her run.
For a work trip, this is my first time here.
But between the hotel and the St. John's River is the Coastline Drive Bridge, a restricted area blocked off with barricades. And to her left,
it looks like a parking lot that's getting reconstructed.
It's the empty lot behind the old courthouse, also built over the river, and the state transportation department says it's a liability. Council President Anderson is proposing to demolish that lot and an adjacent walkway.
It does not present the right view of our city. And these, you know, we have people come into the largest hotel, the convention hotel that we really have in town, and that's what they see. And so it's time to fix it.
Another part of his plan is to reconnect the Riverwalk through the condemned area. Anderson says he also wants to beautify that walkway and replace parts of Coastline Drive and Liberty Street, all for $28 million less than original state estimates.
It'll take an area that really is blighted and it'll turn it into a showpiece for our community.
Back on Coastline Drive, Cliff Wilson is power walking.
You want to walk?
Yeah.
He says he walks here 3 or 4 times a week, but he has to turn around at a line of orange barricades.
I think the longer that it sits around dormant and the improvements aren't finished, that's when it becomes a little bit of an eyesore.
The City Council Finance Committee voted Wednesday to tentatively include Anderson's plan in the city budget. The project is estimated to take 2.5 years to complete. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.